You know, we live in a busy world, don't we? And we're very busy people. But if we're going to spend time with God, we need to slow down. But slowing down outwardly is not enough. We have to stop being busy inwardly. For it's only after we have stopped telling God how to run our lives and the world that we're able to find full rest in and the quiet that we can enter into. And when we have reached this stage, we can just sit back and enjoy being with the Lord, and we don't have to do anything. The writer Joyce Huggett described it like this. She said, "What I heard in those times of listening was more than a voice. It was a presence. Yes, I heard the Lord call my name, but I also heard his tenderness. I soaked up his love. Sometimes it seemed as though Jesus himself stood in front of me, or beside me, or above me. The only way I can describe it is to liken it to the overwhelming the person feels when they love someone very deeply. No words are necessary. They might even be intrusive, for they could trivialise the love." I want to share just a very short story with you about a great surgeon, Joseph Lister. Between 1883 and 1897, he was a British surgeon and a pioneer of antiseptic surgery. And he changed the success rate of surgery. And the mouthwash, Listerine, was named after him. Apparently one day this great surgeon was coming out of the operating theatre where he had just performed a major operation. And he met a young girl who was a patient in the hospital and who asked him to operate on her doll. Well, he did. He sewed it up for her so that stuffing wouldn't come out. See, he was a great man, not only because he was a great surgeon who had revolutionized surgery, but because nothing was too small for him to do. He was there to help all people, even for him to do. He was there to help all people, even a doll. And of course, Jesus was like that. There's a human doing good to all. And he showed love and compassion, not only to his friends, but to his enemies too. Well, our theme this morning, Judgment Call. It's about doing good to all. It's about self-giving generosity. It's about being alongside people, being prepared to respond to the needs of people around us. It's about being aware that we are judged by the choices that we make in life.